Dominante Zuge und der Test, man darf über die dominante Zuge. Der Moment, like this. Wir haben uns auch gesagt, oi Kesef, oi Meta. You can either pay with cash or Meta. When we said that, Rashi told us, Ravina was actually coming to answer the Syrian Pesukim. On the one hand, we know you have to pay Meta. On the other hand, we know Yoshe, Ravina, is a Pesukim. So he explained, you should know Yosef, his answer was in the end of the day, that Rabbi Nachman interrupted him. His answer was that if you don't have any other cash, really you should pay either Meitav or Kesef. If you don't have other cash, then you can pay with Shalva Kesef. That's how he had. So it came out as Machlikas and a Popper and a Vunabed Yeshua. According to a Popper and a Vunabed, you can always pay either with Meitav or even with Shovei Kesef. You can always do that. It's a Yashiv Rabbis Shovei Kesef. Then they held that's called Meitav. That was a problem of Yeshua and Zayin Amid Beis. They said, "Come any Meitav. If you can't sell it here, you'll sell it somewhere else." So everything in Meitav, even Shovei Kesef, even Suvin is Meitav. And it came out that Ravuna held not like that. Ravuna holds you have to pay Meitav or cash, that's equivalent to Meitav. In the event that you don't have cash, then you can pay with Suvin. What's the Chiddush? You might have thought that you should be the one selling the Suvin and you generate the money and then pay out with money. You might have thought, no, you don't need to pay out with Suvin as well. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. We saw Ravuna told us. So we pass it like Ravuna here, not like Rav Popo and Ravuna Ben Yishuv over there. But rather we pass it like Ravuna here. Hashem in the Rif told us, says Tesis, that we pass it like Rav Popo and Ravuna Ben Yishuv. That means according to the Rif, you could pay the Chatchila, you could pay with Subin, and according to Rav Netam, you can only pay with something if you don't have any cash. You have to work out what's pshat. Sorry, I mean, the Rif Lechpari is right. There's a din. You pass him like the Basuri. Rav Popo, Rav Yehoshua came after Rav Buna. So they were Basuri. So the din is you should have to pass. You should pass him like them. So we have to see that in the Rosh Mitzvah. But that's what Rav Netam came out. There's three dargis, the three levels when it comes to paying. When it comes to Nizokin, what's the din? Pay either cash
What is
or it is. If you don't have cash, then you can pay Suvin. When it comes to Halvoya, you have to pay cash. If you don't have cash, then you pay Karka. Right? And when it comes to Poel, paying a worker, then even if you've got no cash and you only have karka, you have to sell your karka in order to pay the work. There you have to pay in cash. Those are three dollars. Mizrokin, you can choose which way you want, either cash or meitav. In Halvoya, if you have a choice, you have to give cash. If you don't have a choice, you can give karka. And by Poel, even if you've only got karka, you have to sell it and give him cash. We're now going to learn together the Rosh in the back, yes. The Rosh, Rabbeinu Oshri, in Sirin Hay, the Rosh speaks through the Sugya, and there's a few interesting chiddushim that came out from this Rosh. So some of it is basically going to be repetition. You know what, Mishnah Peretz? I don't know if you have the Rosh. Do you have the Rosh, Mishnah Peretz? Not me.
No, I don't have it.
Let me share with you the screen for 1 second. Rosh, what would come in? Hey. No. Alif, hey. Someone. And now we're going to share a screen. Now, how do you do that? What should we get? Share screen. Okay, so right now I'm sharing with you a screen, and it starts from here. So where the yellow line starts. Right. Bob
What?
Armour. In the Roche. Yeah, in the Roche, you see where is it in the Roche? The Roche by the two dots.
Yes.
It should be a you know more than you know. You have it?
No,
It's coming to haunt the early Psukim. Crow dilemma. Well, he speak the same dwarf. Ravuna didn't manage to finish his sentence. Actually, he should have been. And the letter of Ravuna asked the question. Oh, then I'm going to explain. You know what? The crow hockey tells. This is how you resolve the two psukim. The possible one answered meetup. The other hand, it said that you pay Yoshua Pilo Subin. It means that is in any case, no meetup. You don't have money or meetup, then. Call mini meter. Then everything is considered meter. Zil, and you can't tell him, go and trouble yourself. You can't the Nizik can't tell the Mazik, go and trouble yourself and sell what you've got. No, yeah, I can give even the Subin. Now there's a Kiddush in this Rosh already right from the start. At least to me, it's a big Kiddush. I don't know, how did you understand the Gemara? The Gemara was saying, I've got serious. One end this is Meitav, the other end Suvin, which is not Meitav. So Gemara's answer was, if you don't have Kesef or Meitav, then you can give Suvin.
He's upgrading
And
soon.
nobody said that Suvin has to be Meitav. We have Papa and Rebbeinu Shua, they held that Suvin is Meitav because they held that you can give Suvin instead of Meitav. That means they must hold it Meitav.
Here.
Lachat Kehle they held. But Rebbeinu, he held you can't give Suvin. Just if you can't give, if you don't have Karka, Meitav, and you don't have Kesef, Meitav, you don't have Meitav, then you can give Suvin. And nobody had to be Mechadish to us that the Suvin is Meitav. But yeah, the Rosh added that in. The Rosh said, you know what's chatting in this Gemara, that the Pasuk saying Yoshev means there is a substitute for Meitav, but it's Meitav. It's not Meitav of Kesef, and it's not Meitav of Karka, so you can't give that Lechatchila. But if you don't have anything else, then you can give as a substitute this Yoshev, this Subin.
That's what if we don't have anything else. That's
Right,
what
right.
so the amendment would be made to the compliment. Yes.
Right, Nachon, because the Svar, which we learned earlier, that you could take it somewhere else and sell it. But it's a chiddush in the Rosh Chavon and the Sugya that we didn't learn the Sugya that way. We didn't learn that when Rav was telling you should know that Subin is Meitav. We understood that when Rav was saying you have to give Meitav. What's your Meitav? Kesef or Karka? What happens if you don't have? What happens if you don't have anything to give? What would you say? Give what you can. It's not Meitav anymore. Give what you can. It's not Meitav. You're giving what you can.
Right, that's what should be called. What's Meitav meaning? Completely wiped out the meaning of Meitav. Meitav is supposed to be the best at something.
Say that. Why would you don't have Meitav?
Well, then it's all you've got, but it's not necessarily best.
That
choose between Sumi and Gold Bars. Both of them are really awesome. One has a market, the other one has no market. So, I mean, you can't call both of them Meitav. I mean, call the gold bars data very
Meitav, there's two things called Meitav. It's called Karka and Kesef. That's what Meitav is. Karka and Kesef. Karka is called Meitav, Kesef is called Meitav. Everything else is not Meitav. So once you don't have those Meitav, then you can give something else. But the Rosh is not telling you. The Rosh says, no, you always have to give Meitav, even in Ravuna. Pshat is, one, you have to give the Karka and Kesef. If you don't have that, then we go to the second level, call mini Meitav. You can give Subin because it's called millimeter. Chiddush, why did Rosh have to say that?
He just said that the form on the was
Yeah, that's what he's saying. But it's
well,
not mutter lechatchila to give it.
it's semantics. Like, you can't give it credits. That means,
Right, I would have thought so.
yeah.
Right. That's a kasha. Oh, and they're also telling us in Yerav Bona have to learn the Gemara. The reason why you give Subin is because it's also meter. It's like substitute meter. Chiddush. We'll see as we go along, perhaps. Why the Rosh said that. But that's a chiddush in Avon and the Sugya. A chiddush in understanding the Sugya. Oh, we is there in the Rosh. Here we are. We is there kesev or meitav. If you have kesev or meitav, lo yitin shove kesev. You cannot give shove kesev. That means although the Rosh has told us shove kesev is also meitav, but you can't give it. If you have kesev or meitav. The king calls a brief, the papa, Ravuna Marie de Shua, Pligi and Ravuna, though. The papa, Ravuna Marie de Shua, argue with the Kule, and the Rif Paskin, with Sovin Neo, the whole many mates of Uva, the Sovin Neo, they can always give even Sovin, anything's considered later. For Paskin, the papa, and the Rif Paskin, and the papa, Ravuna Marie de Shua, the inward Basroi, because they are the latter place, right? The
what's the thing plus
We're saying if you have Kaka or Kesev, then you have to give Kaka or Kesev. Because of the Sefer Ha, Yoshor. Shloisho dinim bepiroid. There's three dinim when it comes to payment. This is also in Tosis. And the Rosh said, Binizokin. Then what's the Locher? No, what's Rosh say? Binizokin. Oi Kesev, oi Meitav, like a Vune, not like a Pop. Like a Vune. But this, if he has, be less, if he doesn't have, then once again, the Rosh is Kiddush. Call meaning Meitavu. You can give Yoshev, you give Suvin, because that's also considered an element of Meitav. What's Pshita?
What's going on about Pshita? If he doesn't have Kesef or property, then he has to give must.
Right. Nachon. So the Rosh is being Matvei, then they also hear Rosh earlier. The reason why he says you give Subin and we don't tell him to sell it and make generate cash is because the Subin also is considered Meta. Now, had Subin not been considered Meta, you would have to sell it and generate cash.
Well, Meta means something is good or better.
Best quality.
Best quality. So if Subin is Meta, what's less Meta?
Right. That's it. Without it, is meta because you can first put it from place to place and sell it.
What's left?
Yeah, count is the voice is not meta.
You just said Kaka is best.
If he has best Kaka.
If he has whatever Kaka he has, it's when he has to give.
No. Mm-hmm. If you've got Kaka, the voice is Kaka, and he doesn't have cash, then you have to give Subin.
Is he Boris versus Subin?
If you hold like the shitters that you go according to the
Hiddish,
not your meter. If you hold, they go according to the world's meter. Or the Niz, I just remember the name for a second. It's Machlik to be keeping me small. One holds that you give your best, and the other one holds that you give it small.
Oh,
the
Maz is
nice. Yeah.
Maz
is nice. And the other one holds you've got to give equipment to the Nizik, right?
Right,
so if, obviously, according to Bishmal, you've only got Zippuris, or Zippuris is your best, that's your meter. But we're going to appear with Kiva. Or do you go according to the Nizik? And what happens if you've got Zippuris, and the Nizik is your better card, and you have cash, what do you have to give? You have to give cash. But you can't give meter. You don't have meter. You have to give cash. What happens if you've got Zippuris? And you don't have cash, so if you give Subin, you don't have.
Rabbi said Meitav, Rabbi Kiva says the best that Mazin has. The best that he has is Zibur's.
He's got Subin.
What?
Yeah, Subin.
Wizards is better than. Where did we ever see that symbol? I'm just.
Interesting.
What?
Interesting when he doesn't have makeup.
I mean, my landing property.
It's awful.
We just read it. We said it, babe. I thought the property in Tessa are considered makeup.
Kesef is called makeup.
And Carter is called makeup.
And Kalka, that is makeup. It's considered makeup.
Where did you see that one, though? That's the where did you see that?
Well, when I see what? Like, Cebu is not makeup?
Yeah.
Because Cebu is not makeup. Where did I see the
That's
Cebu
all
is
he's
not makeup?
got. That's all he's got.
That's only if you hold, like, maybe you're small, you go according to his car, then you're right, that's his makeup. But if you hold over to you go according to the Nizik's car. Or if you hold it, let's get the names right. So good. So if you hold like have a key there, then you go come to the Mazik. So it is this, okay? He gives you boys. If you hold the Shema, they go come to the Nizik. Or if you hold, you go come to the world. So then your Karka is not Idis. You have Zibuis. It's not the Idis. It's not the Idis of the Nizik. It's not the Idis of the world. So it's not the Idis. And you have cash. What are you meant to give?
Cash.
Why?
Because that's Meta.
Because one's Meta, one's not. What happens if you don't have cash? So you don't have Meta. Right?
I thought, relative to what we passed, that's Meta.
That's only if you hold like Rabbi Akiva. If you hold like Shmuel, they say that you go according to the Idis of the Nidre. So you don't have Mita. You don't have Mita. So how are you going to pay? What are you going to do?
I don't make that.
You don't have Mita.
Whatever you best is makeup.
That's only if you hold like Akiva, then you can say whatever your best is your Mita. Then you go according to the
Mita.
Mamadi. If you hold like Shmuel, you go up to the Nidre. Then you don't have it. You don't have it, is it?
Right.
What do you mean, why don't you? Because you want certain time.
I
You're
don't see what you're
Kalka. You
saying.
want the worldly guy. You want
Having.
the ground, and then it doesn't come better. Or the Oman is the average of the world is much better than what you don't have it. So what are you meant to do if you don't have, then you have to find yourself some Idis. What it is, if you have Kalka, if you got kids, you give Meta. One Meta.
I'm saying, we
If
go
you give
over
Karen kids, then
solace.
we give kids, my kids, because that's your
One
meta.
second, please. But Ishmael says, go based on the needs of.
I know.
So the needs of has the voice, and obviously, it gives the voice.
It's
But I
his
think what
meta.
happened, you said
Meta.
that the needs.
Uh-huh.
And the Mazik only has the voice.
And he's got cash, so what does he do?
The voice.
No.
He has an option.
No. Why do you say you have an option? If it's wrong, all you have to give it is Meter, and that's the fine based on the Nizik. So what happened when you give Zibuis? Because you have to give Meter, and you have Meter to
That's
give.
only when he has all the options.
You've got Kesef.
What did you see that?
What do
How
you mean
many
when I
girls?
say, I'll show you
How
where.
many girls are in the
One
world?
second, before I show you where you come from, you
Because
have to give Meter, and you have
then.
Meter. Your Meter you have is Kesef. So maybe they even give the boys.
Because it says kiss it or carpet.
What does that mean?
It means that whatever carpet he has, when you get
What?
something like that, or Kessler say, only say Karka only case when he has it is. According to what you say, you should be emotional Karka.
Anyway, so this is the government basically said, I don't hear you before. Now, that's, you wanted me to show you someone writing. So this is the problem that they said. I feel a man don't want to be shalom in shaming. So this is the problem which we looked at the last time. Keep going. Fourth places down on the page. Second last one, bottom of the page. So this is said. But the first word in the line is I feel. I feel a man don't want to be shalom in shaming. Have a motzi, the mima, the let's say the mazik doesn't have land equivalent to the idiots of the nidik. The man don't want kesef. Oh, you made up. I couldn't have a whole guy to give kiss for me. Tab, you're shining kiss every smile. I couldn't do a smile. You have to give kiss it. Rab Kiva, hold you go into the money. No, you're shining at all. We made sure you can give him the boys. So, Tosis is right before it. You don't even need the Tosis. So, that's what I'm trying to work out where yours is coming from. There's a din you have to give Idis. That's the meter. You have to give meter. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's a matter of you, okay, whatever I've got, I'll give. We've gone to Bishmal to meet up of the Nizam. And the Nizam has better land than your Ziboris. So now you can't give your Ziboris. You don't have Ziboris to give because Ziboris is not available. You have to give Idis. And I have another Idis. What's my other Idis? I have Kesef. So I have to give Kesef. Why? Because that is the Idis. Now the Chiddush, which Rosh is teaching us, what happens if he doesn't have cash? And let's say he's got Ziboris. And he's got Subin. Which one would you give? It's got Ziboris, no cash, and Subin. So it sounds like that's what the Rosh is teaching us. He would give Subin. Because the Subin is now the Meitav. Subin is Meitav. It's not Meitav on par with Meitav of Karka, Meitav of cash. But it's still got an element of Meitav, and therefore, he would give...
Which Ziboris never ends.
What? Ziboris is not, yes. Meitav, Subin, you can sell somewhere.
Somewhere.
But Meitav, Ziboris, you can't sell it.
Well, then,
give
out
an
RFT, the Mazik only has Ziboris.
Subin, then you would give it Ziboris, because that's Meitav.
You could be.
Yeah.
And you could give on.
Probably you have to give Ziboris. So that's Meitav. He said, what happens if you go like a Bekiva and you hold that you go to yourself and you've got Ziboris, Karka, and Suin? Which one would you give? So, according to this Svara, you should give the Karka because it's your Meitav. When the Torah is in Meitav, the Torah means your Meitav. The Mazik's Meitav.
Your Ziboris is more Meitav than your Kesa? Than your Suin?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Because Karaka, the Torah said, your Meitav, you have to give. The Torah yeah, was Karaka. You're right. That in logic, it doesn't work so well. Karaka,
they said, always, the Meitav has priority over the
Shabbat Kesef. That's what comes out. Funny thing, according to, that's if you go to the Kibbutz, if you go to the Bishmoya, then that's what we're saying. You need to give Meitav. Where's your Meitav? Your Meitav, Karaka, you don't have. Guess if you don't have, so you give Subin. And what happens if you do have Ziboris of Karaka? We're not going to make a difference because you don't have Meitav.
Okay, but now between different metaphors the person has, doesn't have Kesef, and he only has.
Call many Meitav because you can take it anywhere.
Okay.
There's no difference between gold or Subin.
No difference between them.
Because it's all, he gets all of that.
Gold is a lot easier to sell.
Exactly.
But if you find a place where they really want Subin, you'll be able to sell Subin to
Steve. If you're in America and you have Tamil,
if you take gold to Gaza right now, they're not so interested in gold.
Yeah, so I think they would be.
More like the deposits in Asia by the time of the Holborn, they didn't want gold and silver. They threw all out in the street. Right. They needed food. Right? So if you find the right market, there'll be places which prefer the food than the gold, right? So that's the point. So we go many to Smeita because you could always find the right one. That's what the Rosh is here teaching us. Yossi, it's Poshet Pshat. Then if you've got the boys and no Kesef, then you have to give your Subin. Right?
It's only
going to Rishma.
Why that's how it's going to go that way?
It's just easier for us, so. To understand.
Oh.
Okay. Amol, where are we up to? So that was the first thing. We're up to the little dalet. So Baal Choyv. Is it the little dalet? There's a little dalet in brackets.
Okay, yeah.
So Baal Choyv, this test. So Baal Choyv, this is Zuzib. Now we're going to the person who borrowed. If he's got money, lo yimotzi, the suke, and the Zuzib. He can't get him off his back by giving him karka. Rather, you have to give him a lazuzi. You have to give cash. Get him off big service back. Okay, so like we saw this Gemara service, we saw in Tosis. There was a certain person that he gave his cash to a goy, and that's where we forced him to sell his land. But otherwise, we wouldn't have forced him to sell his land. But you see, that it's wrong to give your cash away. If a person's Baal Choyv, it was wrong for him to give his cash away. If the other hand, the first way of paying it should be cash. Amor. Oh. How many nests does he eat? If he does not have cash, loyam rinon, we don't say go and sell whatever you've got to bring cash. You don't need to do that. It is also like we saw in the Gemara that we don't normally tend to sell your land, only if he behaved incorrectly, like giving away his cash. That's why we made him sell his land. But otherwise, we wouldn't make him sell his land. Then this next part was also tasted by the cash and into toys to make toys. Somebody who bought something, it turns out it was a maker of toys, Nami Dinahi. That's also the same thing. The master come on pick a phone. It's also got the end of a bottle. So that's the second category. Somebody who has cash and Karkai has to pay cash. That's referring to a Balkoi and a person with maker of toys. But if he doesn't have cash, but he does have karka, he can pay with the karka, and we don't tell him we have to sell the karka and transfer it into cash. Now the third category, poel. He lets the balabai zuzi, a poel. If the balabai doesn't have money, omale, then we say to the balabai, zilterach. Somebody has an employee, and he doesn't. The employer doesn't have cash. We tell them, employer, go and trouble yourself. Sell whatever you've got and change that into cash. The IC and bring it to the employee, to the mukhapek. Then Yochalima, the employer can't say to the employee, Toil Masha, Sitsa Bischoecha, you were working picking plums, take the plums as payment. No, he has to give him the cash. Oh, so now if you remember the Rif Paskin like Popper and Avonah Beit Rishon. Why was that? Why did the Rif Paskin like Popper and Avonah Beit Rishon? What did Tesis say? Basori. So what's Rabbeinu Tam do to answer that? They were Basori. They were the late of Paskin.
Right.
So what did the Rif do? What did Rabbeinu Tam do to answer that? Well, Marshalloi Paskin, which pairs went out to the second yellow. Why did Rabbeinu Tam not pass and like a Popo and a Rabbeinu Yeshua? They were Basori, you should have passed on that. So, Rabbeinu, he's coming to answer this discussion. So, Rabbeinu, no pligi as Rabbeinu. There's no much like this. They're not going to Rabbeinu. But I also added the Shnoye, Rumye, the Kroyadodi. Says, Rosh, you know what's happened here? Rabbeinu Tam, you know why he was chiddush on the Rif? Because he didn't know that there was a machlokes between a Popper and a Rav Huna Shua versus Rav Huna. No, they were just coming to explain Pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Yoshev means Suvin. What's Pshat? It's not Meitav. So they said, you know what? Yeah, when I read it, I'll translate it. Why didn't he pass like that? He should have passed like him back then. So, they have to say the Soma that Rabbeinu Tam held the loy pligi ad those that were wearing a popa and Rabbeinu Beit Yishua not chedek on Rabbeinu. Loy also and the only coming Elo nishnuye rumi the kroi adoli. Nishnuye to answer rumi the kroi the contradiction of the psukim the psukim contradict each other. They come to answer the seer. And this is what they're answering. Loy tashet. Now what it says, Yoshe, Mita, Loi Kashe, all because of Mita. Now what it says, Mita from one post. Uksiv Krach, in the Yoshe, after the Subin, there's another post, it says Yoshe, even Subin. That means, you know where? The Lesse, Mita, Sode. If he doesn't have Mita, of a Sode, even if you give subin, there's metav also metav. And you don't need to give the best of your metav, you don't need to give gold. diamonds, jewelry. You don't need to give that away. You can give your suvin. If you don't have karka or meitav, then suvin is also meitav.
That's
exactly what everyone is.
What's the
so, Papa, everyone made him show, and they were saying, call mini meitav. They won't come to say, no, they can either give meitav or you can give this because this also meitav. They were saying, we've got to see him sukin. On the one hand, there's Apostle Yoshi, which is telling me that you can give suvin. How can that be? There's a din you have to give meitav. The answer is, because the Pasuk is teaching you that when you can't give meitav, there's another category that's also called meitav. Nice, suvin.
It's not meitav.
Ravuna was before that.
Ravuna said you can pay either kesef idis, and he told them, he said, if you can't give that, then you can give yosher.
Did that
give
him?
He did, he said. Then yosher.
So what's the
so we have a question. How can you give yosher? What's the chat in the posse? Yosher, you can give subin, but it's not meitav. Said, touching it. It is meitav. Because Gaul Mini made tables.
Wasn't that already implicit in that one?
Brother was in the din, and they were being mazzy how it fits in the psalm.
So when he gave the din, he didn't explicitly quote the psalm.
He said, Yosha tells me Subin, and Maitab tells me Maitab.
They were just spelling it out?
And they want to me, how can Yosha tell me Subin? So how does that fit in with Maitab? You have a contradiction. You're telling me you can give even Subin, which Ravon is telling us. You can give him a sub. If you don't have kesef and you don't have meitav, you can give sub in.
I've only said the second tier choice.
Right, that's what Rabbanu is telling us. And we have a problem with that. Because where's the meitav? So, Papa, what are we going to show explaining? That's called meitav. Because gold may be meitav. Nafka mina, you wouldn't have to sell gold.
That's why the Rosh calls it meitav. Instead of just saying, if we don't make out, go to plan B. This is really plan A, part two.
Right. Yes, sir, Dad.
The significant meaning is the meta. Because it's just said, you give sub the meta. And then it said, for A, so knitting on meta and double. But that means sub, I'm not meta in the narrow sense of the difference between one form and double and another.
Now, hold on. So, why is this sort of meta? You're right, you're pointing out. We're saying give Subin, and I'm not saying Subin is his best. He's got gold and silver. We give Subin. So what is the type of meta? If I right, you want to speak it out. What does meta mean?
Meta in relation to the
No, I don't want any relation to anything. I want one category for meta.
It's sellable.
Sellable. Meta means sellable. What's sellable of Karka? It is right, because everything else can't sell. And what's sellable of metal and everything? Because you could go from place to place.
So the reference to the A meter is
the here and now.
Puts you the
contract. Right, okay. That's what it means, yeah? So you don't need to give something which is most easily sellable here on my metal bin. I could sell everything. Right. So that's what the Rosh here comes through with. Rabbeinu Tam, remember we started off the Rosh there, the Rosh here, the Papa and Avonu Beit Yishua are arguing. The Papa and Avonu Beit Yishua are arguing with Avonu. But they know my Rif, then they're arguing. And that's why the Rif passed and like Papa, because he was the last one. Along came Rabbeinu Tam and said, no, we passed and Avonu. What do you do about the Basuri? There was a lot of arguing. There's no argument, McLeod. Yeah, but Huna said the din and her papa, and I'm going to be sure I come to explain the psukim. That din, which is telling me you can pay Yosh Subin, how can that be? Impossible meta. It is, yes, it is an element of meta. Second cousin of meta, element of meta.
So, Huna stressed the breath.
Yes, right, that's what Vinatan did. Yeah, right. That's the first halakha of the Rosh, to answer Vinatan. Second halakha of the Rosh, without making too much of a change of a whole sugya, in Ami Pligadon, they met the argument. Perhaps the little hay brackets now. They met the argument. Papa, Avonu Beit Yishua, is arguing with Avonu, just like Rashi and the Rif understood. But yet, mid the kabot of Ashi, mid the kabar of Ashi, since of Ashi, Physicians. Shinui de Huna. The answer of Huna. Bahrino. After the whole sugar.
What's Mithu?
Kola. Mithu Kola. Since he fixed.
Yeah.
Ravashi was the one who compiled the Gemara. He positioned, he fixed this Teretz of Huna way after the Popo and Rebuna Bibshua. We called him the Popo, Rebuna Bibshua. And Rebuna really lived before Popo and before Rebuna Bibshua. So chronologically, Rebuna should have been written first. He was the one who spoke first. So why did the Rebuna last? Answer is, why did Ashi put Rebuna last? Answer is because Choshev Leikid. Rav Ashi held the Rebuna is the real answer. Right? We have a Gemara, we have a steer in the Pesukim. And on comes the Gemara of Ashi and says, you should know there's this Eretz and there's this Eretz. So he's going with the this Eretz, second Eretz.
That's the last one.
Right. Okay, it's Machlekes, Rapopo, and Machlekes between Rif and Rintam and how you pass them. And according to Rosh, one chat in the Machlekes is much just not Machlekes, how you pass it. Much more fundamental Machlekes in how to understand Sugya. According to the first Eretz of the Rosh, Rabbeinu Tam Ha, there's no Machlekes in Machlav. Now, Popo and Rabbeinu Tam Ha are saying the same as Rabbeinu, just Rabbeinu saying the Din, and Popo and Rabbeinu Tam Ha are coming to explain when you see it. So, according to the second matter, there is Machlekes like we've always understood. According to Popo, you should give a chitchile, you can give a chitchile sugya. But Rav Ashi felt the Ikar Avot was like. So now the Rosh Gavrin Rai is why he feels a lot of like Rif and not like Rinitza. Why? To have Kanade, Talmide de Robo, if Kanade was the Talmud of Robo, the Basor have it. Kana was a real Basor, he's after Robo. And he held Sova, Kerapopo, Ravuna Bede Rishua. He held like Popo, like Ravuna Bede Rishua. So he's now going to bring riots of Amiroye, the hell that you can pay, Lechatchile, you can pay Surin. That's what we're going to try and bring riots. Lechatchile, you can pay Surin.
That's only if the person only has a carpet that is support.
No. Couldn't have bought one in front of Rabbi Yeshua.
Even yes,
if you're not a rift, cold dollars meter, you can give what you like. Even if you have the best carpet, you can give subin. The subin's also meter. That's how it comes out from Rashi and Thirit, right? You can give him the best. So now he's going to bring some riots. I'll speak on the riot about Peh first, and then maybe we'll see inside. There's a Gemara that talks about if the animal, if I have a pit that, so I have my animal damages, my show damages another show, kills it. So now the shaila is, I've got a veil in it. The animal, my animal killed another animal. And I'm left with an veil. Can I pay up using this veil to, as part of the payment, I damage and added, my show damage a cow that was worth 10,000 shekel. The carcass is worth 1,000 shekel. So I owe 10,000 shekel. Can I use 1,000 shekels worth of the nevela and say, here's the nevela, and I'll pay up another 9,000 shekel? Can I do that? So what would you say? Without knowing any other good marks, what would you say?
Why not?
Why not? Why not? You can't.
Not on the veil.
Well, my animal damaged yours.
Yeah.
So now, let's say I now owe you for your animal. So then I owe, if I owe you for the whole animal, I own that veil. So I'm going to pay you back using your veil. Which is 1,000 shekel, and I'll pay you up the remaining 9,000. And that, according to a Papa, according to Rabbi Yehoshua, should be Mutarach Tchilem. Because I can pay with Subin. So the Nevedah would be Subin. Mashiach, if you hold like Rabbi Tam, that if you have made up all cash, you have to pay with Meitav or cash. If you hold by Yevuna, right? Hold by Yevuna. If you have Meitav or cash, you have to pay with either Meitav or cash. You can't use the carcass for paying out.
Except
it's subin.
Who
okay, that we'll discuss. But let's say if you treat it as belonging to the nizek, so I only owe you like that.
Right.
Say that. I'm saying even if we were treated as belonging to the mazik, so now if you don't like a pop and a bottle in your show, you can pay out with that. From Sutin. According to Abuna, you couldn't.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see what the Gemara says about wine. The Gemara says in Daf Yudom and Beit, the Rosh and Gudem. Amalei Avkana Nirova. Avkana said to Rova. Taima, the Kosser Rachmano, Vameis Yelo. The Posset comes along, it's Mechadish to us. You should know the carcass belongs to the Nizik still. It's not the Mazaks. The carcass belongs to the Nizik, and therefore you only owe him 9,000 shekel. That's what the Posset tells me. Zogdav Kane, if it wouldn't have such a possible, what would I have thought? It belongs to the mother, right? And he owes him 10,000 shekel. You would have thought it still belongs to the mazik. Hashto says Zogdav Kane to Robo, I don't understand that. Hashto, he is saying that today, had this mazik had its own carcasses, Yoivle, he could give those carcasses. He had a whole stack full of carcasses. He could give those carcasses as payment. Why? Because the Torah says, Doma ma Yoshiv Rabbi Shovek Esev. The Torah says that Yoshiv, which includes any Shovek Esev, Afidus Subin. You could even assume there's how many can't pay up using the carcass of that used to belong to the Nizik. Why shouldn't he? I don't understand. Why do I need a posit to be mechadish to me that you only own 9,000 shekel? Why? Because the carcass still belongs to the Nizik. Even if it belongs to the mazik, he only owes 9,000 shekel. Because 1,000 shekel is a carcass, and that I can pay with 1,000 shekel of carcass. Because Yoshiv, the Rabbi Sumin, I can pay using metaltalin. So I want to pay using this carcass. So why do I need a possum to tell me that you should know the carcass belongs to the nizik? That it belongs to the mazik, it's not going to make enough gemini. I only owe you 9,000 shekel. Because 1,000 shekel, I've already paid you. That's the kasha which I cannot ask for. And this kasha only makes sense if you're all like a pop. If you're all like a woman, the kasha doesn't make sense. Why? Because what would be if I had cash? I had cash.
It would have to be.
Yeah, it would have to be cash. So if the toad machadis to the carcass belongs to the nizik, so how much do I owe? 9,000 shekels, so to me, 9,000 shekels. If the carcass belongs to me, I owe you 10,000 shekels. And I can't pay using carcasses because I've got cash and I have to use cash. The Torah says either
meter
or cash. If you don't have cash, you can pay with subin. Because the money you've got cash, you can't pay with subin. So there's a murder can have committed whether it's the carcass belongs to the mazik or the nizik. If it belongs to the Nizik, I only have 9,000 shekel. If it belongs to the Mazik, I have 10,000 shekel. I have to give it with cash. Going to Avuna. Elamai, if you see Rav Avkana asked this question to Rav, Avkana clearly understood that the carcass, I could pay with the carcass. Even if I've got cash, I could pay with the carcass.
So
you
right? So this is like Rav.
You see, a real later after in Pasanar Rav Kana, a Talmud of Rava, who's a real one of the Achrim Achrim, he passed in like Rav Kofim. So we are looking at the story. Right? Says the Rosh. V'i Isin. If it be true what Ravuna said, lemele, why didn't Rama answer back? The itzrit kroy, you need the pasuk hechadesei kesef. A situation where he has money or meitav. He has money or meitav. Alma Rama Rav Kana Sovri Rav Pope Rav Huna Rishma. So you see, Rama and Rav Kana hold clearly like Rav Huna and Rav Rishma. Okay. So the next part is not different. Malach and the sugar. That's all I wanted to. This is the sugar. Peter Tosis have learned is Machleik is Rif Rabbi Natan, and his books found support for the Rif. Why? Because the Rif holds his Bemet Machleikus, and we pass him like a proper and full of Rishon. How does the Rosh know that that's our Anoche? If you look through the sugi, you'll see even later Kohenim of the Amorim pass from like that.
So what's the plus of the teach?
Who according to I want to just, that's what I wanted from the Rosh, the first part of the Rosh. I want to just do a little skip now to the Indian Priest Balfour.
Is this in Bob?
It's like three lines later.
Oh.
In the same one. The Indian Priest Balfour. Priyat Balfour. You see it? There's a dot there.
Yeah.
My parents have the next
step. Just after the test? Just after the test?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then he brings out the book. So regarding paying debts, nearly, he is a loiva metatali or mekalkoi if the loiva has metatali and kalka. So he doesn't have cash. He has either kalka or metatali. Kofinone le mesiv le metatali. We force the loiva to bear metalme im chofetz behochi hamalva yosem karkoi. If the malva prefers this more than karkoi, kiddush. He's got beinim, he's got karkoi beinim, and he's got metalme. What should he pay with? He said if he's got cash, he has to pay cash, right? Karkoi and cash, you have to pay cash. What happens if he's got karkoi and metalme? Would you have to pay metadlin or karka? So he says, if the mother wants the metadlin, we force him to give the metadlin. Why? Even the Zuzi Yoy, since he gave cash, he got cash from the mother. The mother gave cash. Give the Zuzi Yoy, since the mother gave cash, shock you, we take from the loiva, call minim, the market, makarib, pay the Zuzi. Anything which is closer to cash convertible. I know metatli. Metatli is closer to cash than karka. Why? Because remember, metatli, you could take it from place to place. If you can't sell it, you'll sell it somewhere else. So it's easier to convert a metatli to cash more than karka to cash. And therefore, since he received cash, you have to give as close as cash as possible. If you have cash, cash. If you don't, you have to give metalim, which are easiest to convert.
Dropped out, I can't hear you.
Why do you have an option support?
Oh?
Why do you have an option support?
Well, in case when he's got, that's all he's got.
Okay, so that means that he has no metaphor needed. No cast, no metaphor on the long last.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so
We already learned, don't force the market to sell one bit of land, so
But metalin, we force you to give your metal. What you have, we force you to give, right? Why? So why metal? If you know mizdamer behind mosa, if you can't sell it in its place, mizdamer the mosa achine, you will be able to sell in another place. Now here's my biggest finish. I'm so excited to see. But with the only metalin, when you give him metalin, afal gam domino, even though we say kol mini meter, everything is meta. Vafilu subi. Why? Because the lo mizdamen hocho. If you wouldn't sell it here, mizdamen be mosach, and you didn't sell another place. But here's the chiddush, the punchline. Yesh lo shum. You should evaluate kol ma shenoy sindoi. Everything that he is giving him b'shumer. Based on the valuation, how much would the Malva be able to sell it here? Even in his house. Not to burden the Malva to go to different towns or be shlokin in the Malva. As we said, if you're selling some cheap stuff, where Ryan where we are here, it doesn't have much of a market, and people buy it for peanuts. But somewhere else, it's sellable. Say that. So I'm giving him something which is sellable. But how much do we assess it for? Based on the market price of here, or based on the market price over there? So where you could really sell it for good money. Says the Rosh, you do it based on the market price of now, of here. So I'm giving you something that's sellable, but the market price of a place with other people don't really buy it. Why? Says the Rosh, the loike na'alto deres b'nei lom. Sheyitin loy, ha'pochon loy b'vesa, every person will give the cheapest, grottiest piece of material that they have. In loy mois, we don't have cash. Va'amalva, la'yokon loyke, na'alto, the mother won't be able to sell it straight away. And that would be in the inner zeres of Nei Lomim. Says the Rosh, you can't think of Kiddush to make something about it. Rosh says that when we assess things, we do it based on the here and now. But you know why? Because Nei Lomim.
Because what?
Nei Lomim means really, we should really assess it based on the more, with the place where you can sell it better. If I'm giving you something which you could sell for good money in the Shvokim and the Yoris, you'd have to go around. You'd be able to sell it for good money. Really, we should base on the good on that price. The only reason why not is Shalitina Delas with Nei Lomim. Lafkumina, they're regarding Nizokim, if somebody damages somebody else, where there's no Nidas Delas, if somebody damages somebody else's property, and he's an American, he wants to give Keter chairs, he would give the Keter chairs based on the price of the place where you could sell it for a good price. Not for American prices, because there's no interest in those chairs, but you could give it based on the more expensive price of where you could sell it. Right? That was the shirt that you want to have. And before Shirosh about it, you could go, the price that we're doing is based on the fact that Kol Mini made that. Kol Mini, you could sell somewhere else based on that price is what we're going to assess. Even though right here, you wouldn't be able to get it for that price. That's why it is made up. Oh. That's why it's made up. But the market price,
you can sell it again,
you can sell it only for very little. We're only much money on it.
So you can no more interest in it. It won't get much money when you get exactly what you need to get.
No. I don't have much more of them. I'm giving you the Keter chairs. In Moxie, those Keter chairs are going to be, I don't know any places in America, but talk about in five towns or Lawrence or whatever, something. I have market. Any good one? Lawrence is okay? Lawrence. So in Lawrence, nobody wants to see their property, right? So if somebody will be willing to buy it, they'll buy it maybe for $1 a share. So if I'm going to pay out my, how much I owe you, I'd have to owe you $500. I'd have to give you 500 kids. But if you would look at it, well, if you would go, instead of selling it in Lawrence, you travel a bit, man, go downtown to places which would like it, then he'd be able to sell those kitchen more of a demand. He'd be able to sell those kitchen each month for $5.
Well, you can come and get it.
You're not listening.
I'm in the
other. You're not listening. How can you already interrupt? You do what I've nothing to do. Finish up the thing. Let your mother finish speaking. Yeah. So I owe you $500. I have, if I'm going to basis in the happening in Lawrence, if I'm going to be, I want to go to Ketichet. If I'm going to have to give you Ketichet, I'm going to have to give you 500 Ketichet to pay out. But if I tell you, forget it, you go and sell those Ketichet in Lakewood. In Lakewood, each chair is $5 a piece. How many Ketichet would I have to give you? 100. 100 Ketichet. Because you can take those other Ketichet to Lakewood to sell them. And you'll get your $500. So I'm giving you $500 worth. I'm giving you $500 worth. Not here, but there in Lakewood is $500 worth. So that's the shame. Do we say based on the here and now? Or do we say, no, it's made up. You know why it's made up? Because you can sell them in Lakewood. And you'll be able to get $5 for them. So here it is, $100. I'm giving you 100 chairs, which is $500. Do we go based on Lawrence or do we go based on Lakewood? And the answer is, regarding Zokin, you go based on Lakewood price. Since in Lakewood you could sell them, could convert that into $500, I'm giving you $500 worth of cash. Where? Not here, there. Go and take it. But by going, because of the tin of death, we're not going to want to lend. If he has no, he has to go to Lakewood to go and make it. So there, we say, no, we're based on here. When Zokin, we go based on the price where you could get the best price. That's the Rosh Hashanah. Yes. If Reuben damages Shimon, and he happens to be in Lawrence where he damages him, the court case is in Lawrence, and the Pesach Halacha has to pay him $500, he could give him 100 ketachets. There's no way you can change 100 ketachets into $500 in Lawrence. You have to step to Lakewood. And Lakewood, you could. Good. That's what you do. And you only pay 100 ketachets. Oh, that's now the Shaila, which the Dayanam now discusses. Show the two. Dayan Solomon, he said it means only if you're anyway going in that direction to Lakewood. So he said, already, who knows? The notion of the Rosh is I don't sound to me that's what the Rosh is saying, but I don't have a raya otherwise. That in Solomon said, the only not machayved person go out of his way to go and find out the price. If you're anyway going in that direction, so that's anyway included in where you are.
Is there a difference between if you have mazik, let's say it's an adam mazik that does something versus someone who's just pusheya? No,
that's even moments are in it.
More culpability. Someone does if an adam
mazik. No, no, no. The only reason is because shalitim on that is
strictly.
That's right. And then one by zaki, where there isn't such a svar, that's they're going to be the alaka mass. We finally found the code for our shayrus we had months ago. What's the deal? Somebody's mazik, somebody else. Can't make any mitzvah, we can pay with chair, but they're not worth anything here. Worth anything, worth very little here. And somewhere else can't make any mitzvah, well set up on somewhere else you need to make money in it. Do you base it on the money value over there where you can sell it easily? Or do you base it on the money market value here where you can't sell it easily because nobody's really interested about it? And the price can be much lower. Answer is, regarding exactly your base place where you can sell it easily. That's the price.
That's the model.
From us.
Why is there a difference between foil and balfour with beans and salad?
Now that's a different thing. If I employ somebody, I have to pay. It's a buffer that employs somebody. I borrowed money. If I employ somebody, you have to pay. That's.
But is it a considered payment also?
No, payment of employee, it brings a good market. Employee, the agreement was cash.
It's a possible thing to employ
account, all the money's the money. Yeah, that's definitely true. So I'll give you plums for whatever you're working. No, you can't. The agreement is cash and you have to give cash. Yeah. Okay.
So in case somebody
So you can give chairs, because those are closer to cash, and the value is based on here and now. That I mean, shelo yitin el delet b'nei lovin. Right. I don't know, but anyway, that's already, you have to find a psychological thing. Someone said it's not the pshat. That is only in a place where the mazik, where the music wouldn't belong anymore.